What's going on, world? You know what it is, man. Can You Relate Podcast.com, man. How are you guys feeling out there today, baby? It's beautiful outside, man. It's beautiful out here in the Midwest. The temperature may not be as high for my liking. You know, I love the heat, man. May not be high enough for my liking, but you know what? There's no snow on the ground. There aren't any blizzards. There's no, what is it, the lake effect snow coming off the Lake Michigan? Yeah, ain't none of that happening, right? So, hey, you're going to get a happy camper here, man. So, I'm not complaining. The sun is out. It's shining. We are here another day. You're listening to this. We woke up on the correct side of the ground. And we're grateful, man. You know, Can You Relate Podcast.com, baby. Yes. So, the question, the million-dollar question. How are you guys feeling? Are you being productive? If you're listening to this in the evening, of course, as always, man, I hope you guys had a productive day. If you're checking this out, you still have a lot of your day left. You still have some things to do, but you've yet to invest some time in yourself. Now, this is what you have to do. Take some time and pour it into you, okay? You know, we're stretched thin by doing things for so many other people and for the cause of others. I think it's best that sometimes it's okay to be a little selfish, right? And pour some of that energy into yourself, because the more effective you are, the more you invest in yourself, the more you will continue to grow. And I've done several podcasts on growth. Have I not, man? Have I not? It's unanimous. Every person that I read, their books, interviews, a lot of people that you and I would consider successful, it is unanimous. They talk about growing, you know, being better than the person you were, you know, a minute ago. And so I fully buy into that. I hope you buy into that. And that's why I always leave with that question. I hope you are being productive. Okay. And so for my new people that's checking this out, you know, someone referred you, you just so happen to stumble upon it, whatever the case, I don't care how you got here, right? I'm just excited that you are here. So in order to keep coming back, please subscribe while you are here on my website, okay? So you can get that email notification, man, every single time. I'm telling you, when I upload, your phone will go off. You're so used to it. You used to it going off anyway, right? Our phones are going off so much, we can't even set them jokers down, man. So look, can I just add one more notification to you? You already get 2 trillion of them. Let me add one more notification to you, something that's going to be a lot better than the other notifications that you get. That text message go off and somebody try to rob you of your energy, right? Getting on your damn nerves. Look, I promise you, I'm not going to get on your nerves, man. I'm going to try to make you smile. I'm going to try to make you realize some things in life, some things that I realized. And that's how I ended up here on this microphone, man. I'm from the same walk of life as you guys, man. I kid you not. I kid you not. I'm from the same exact walk of life as a lot of you guys that are listening to me, where you guys are from. And so it's possible, man. You can do it. It's just make a decision. Just make a decision. So yes, for my iPhone users, make that decision to hit the subscribe button, right? Check me out on iTunes, man. Can You Relate there? My Android users, check me out on the Android market, Google Play. All right. Can You Relate is there. Please, please, please do so. And if you already locked in and you're a returning listener, make sure you tell somebody. Tell 5 people today. All right. I appreciate that, man. Let's multiply this thing. Tell 5 people. And you know what, man? Email me, chriswpodcast@gmail.com. Like, I want to know who you guys are. I really do. I kid you not. I want to know who you are. I want to know what walks of life you are coming from. I want to know what you're striving for. Like, I want to know, you know what I'm saying? So I always refer to us as a community is because we can help one another. Don't you know how you watch the movies, right? And this is really, I mean, I've never been a part of this, so I don't know. So I've never experienced it. But, you know, you watch movies and you a new neighbor move in there and you go in, you know, you go next door or up the block or whatever. You got some baked goods. You got some cookies and you introduce yourself. Look, man, look. That's what I want to do. Email me, chriswpodcast, chriswpodcast@gmail.com. Introduce yourself, and I'll introduce myself back. All right? We're a community, man. Let me know how I can help, please. Because, I again, man, I appreciate you guys supporting me. I appreciate the shares. I appreciate you being a returning listener. I just appreciate it, man. These days, you know, we live in a time where support is so hard to come by. And so I value people that actually support you. I may not even know you by first name, but look, if you supported me, man, I'm grateful. Thank you so very much. So now that we got all the, you know, the goodies, now that we got all the appetizers out of the way, man, let's get to the meat of it. Let's get to the entree. All right. And this is not no 2 for $20. We about to have some steak dinner. Something really good, baby. So let's get to it. All right. Look, guys, this is what I want to do. What does, and this is a universal language, okay? If you ask someone, hey, how's your day going? And they lead with this. Do they even need to say anything after that? Like, for real, right? I know, like, if I was asked, like, how you feeling? What's going on, Chris? How's your day? And I led with that. We don't even really have to have a conversation out there after that, because you know, I've told you everything. I've told you about my day. I've told you about my hour. I've told you about my life with this. Or if I am verbal, right? If I do use some words and I say, just one of those days. Again, it's a universal language, man. You automatically know what I'm saying to you. Just one of those days. Get this. Have you ever heard an extremely happy person, right, that has financial independence? They're in great health. They have self-fulfillment in their life. They know their purpose. They're surrounded by their loved ones. All of the above, right? And you ask them, and they're like having the time of their life. Have you ever heard anyone say, oh man, just one of those days? Hell no. No one is animated when they come with that phrase. Am I lying to you? No one has ever in the history. I'm not sure, but I'm almost certain, man. I will bet on it. No one in the history of mankind has been super animated talking about, it's just one of those days. No. We monotone as hell. Just one of those days, man. Just one of those days. Right? So look, guys, I have been there. I almost adopted that as my first language. I kid you not. I was saying that so much with that deep sigh. I was saying that so much, man. I almost forgot how to speak the English language. That's all I would say. Just one of those days, man. Just one of those days. And so I want to tell you guys how I cut that in half. Because I haven't reached the point where, you know, that language or that phrase has become non-existent. I'm striving to get there. You are striving to get there. But when you get tired of saying that, when you hear yourself constantly saying that over, and you know what? Mine had grown into, hell, it wasn't just one of those days. It's just one of those weeks. It's just one of those months. I kid you not. It wasn't just a day for me. It just wasn't an hour for me. Like, I had hit such a rock bottom and I was so almost annoyed with myself. I was so annoyed with my lack of progression. You know, I understood the potential that I had, but my actions, you know, wasn't doing the talking. You know, I was stuck in the mud and I felt like I was going nowhere fast. And I want to speak to someone that feels as though they aren't accomplishing anything. I want to speak to someone that feels as though all they do is say, It's just one of those days, man. Like, I want to talk to you guys, and one of the things, how I cut that in half, I'm about to give it to you, is I found my purpose. I found my purpose. Look, let me tell you, man, when I realized that it's not about your image, when I realized that it's not about how much money you may have or how much money you may flash, when I realized that everything comes from knowing what your purpose is on the face of this earth and doing whatever it is that you love to do, that's when I cut those days in half. I'm talking about, guys, degree, been in corporate, you know, suited and booted, all of that. And I was still like, I would still sit at my desk and be like, just one of those days. You know, you wake up in the morning, you doing something that brings you no self-fulfillment, and the alarm clock go off, you take a deep breath. I kid you not, every time I look at this microphone, man, I never huff and puff. Never huff and puff. I've never done it one single time because I realized that this right here is my purpose. So you will never catch Christopher posting the status talking about, is it 5 o'clock yet? No, I'm going to be like, yo, 5 o'clock came that fast? It's because this is what I absolutely love to do. And if you want to get out of a dark place, right, where you are, if you want to get out of a dark place that you feel like you are stuck, you feel like you are stagnant, you feel like you are not living up to your full potential, the first numero uno thing that you have to do is realize what your purpose is. You know, start investing in yourself. That's why I tell you guys all the time, the more you are productive, the more you are bettering yourself, the more you are building your character, the more you are reading, the more you are trying to learn, the more you become open, the more that those inclinations will begin to hit you. And so I just started doing things outside of the box. Yo, listen to me. There was nothing coming to me. There was like God couldn't give it to me. Like, I didn't feel anything in the pit of my stomach when I was doing the same thing. I knew what my Friday nights would be, my Saturday nights would be, Sundays, maybe. You understand what I'm saying? There was no self-fulfillment. Even like, I was chasing everything that was put in front of me, that society tells us what we have to do in order to be successful, in order to live a self-fulfilling life. And so because I was chasing the task, or because I was chasing, or just simply forget chasing, completing the process. And you heard me say that, you know, go to school, you know, get your degree. You're going to land this incredible job, that's going to pay you six figures. You know, you'll work your hours, you'll have a house with a white picket fence, and you'll live happily ever after. And unfortunately, people, the majority of us in this world, 70%, again, I would never get on here and spew stuff out that I don't know. 70% of us hate our jobs. But because we have completed those tasks, and because we are afraid of the unknown, because we are afraid of things that are uncertain, we won't veer left. We won't veer right. Right? We just simply refuse to. And so what? By not stepping up, by not stepping into your greatness, what you going to get all the time? When somebody asks you how you doing, I don't care if you're making $100,000, $250,000 a year. It's just one of those days. That alarm clock goes off. You get to your office. You know, things not going right. You tired of the bills being overdue. Like, I'm telling you, man, like, that stuff will still remain, you know, until the money starts flowing in. But in the beginning, guys, you're not even going to pay so much attention to that because you have a purpose. And there is nothing like waking up in the morning, knowing, feeling, realizing that you have a purpose, that there is a purpose to your life. There is a meaning to you being here on the face of this earth. I'm telling you, when I realized what this is what I was meant to do, when I realized that what was deep down inside of me is simply wanting to help people and feeling as though like, yo, we all don't have to live below this poverty line. Like, we're not even at the poverty line. Like, we're below the poverty line, you know? And so, you know, just, I got tired of just being excited because whatever someone else was dangling in front of me. Hey, here's $30,000. Are you excited? What? No. That's not even middle class. Like, that's not even middle class. And so the more I began to learn and the more I began to grow as a person, I'm like, wait a second. Not only I can't be selfish and come across all this information. Like, I can't be selfish and keep everything that's inside of me. Like, I have to have a voice. There are some people that feel as though, because I come from that walk of life, trust me, I do. There are people that feel as though they are stuck and there is no hope for them because they come from the very same place. Figure out your purpose. And then after that, once you really, because look, let me tell you this. And let me say this. Some of us know what we're meant to do. Some of us have it. There have been inclinations given to us time and time and time again. You know, you should be writing that book. You know, you should. You know, you should be putting together your production company. You know, you should. Come on now. You know, you should be starting your online business or starting your business. You know, you should. You know, people go so crazy about that, your recipe, because you a dope cook. Like, no one has ever tasted whatever it is. You know, that should be out there on the market. You know it. But what? The fear of the unknown, unfamiliar territory cripples us. And so we become afraid. We become, you know, struck by fear, like just chained and shackled by fear. I'm telling you guys, take the smallest step possible. Let me tell you. So when I realized that I wanted to get on this microphone and I kind of had an idea what my purpose was. And again, I received these inclinations all the time because I would always push family, friends, people that I love dearly. Like, I will always push them to try to be better. And like, look, you can do more. Like, this doesn't have to be the end of the road for you. You know, this $12 an hour job is not the end of the road for you. It's a stepping stone. You take that and you don't grow comfortable. Being comfortable is being lazy, man. And you know what? I'll definitely have to do a podcast about how I became comfortable and how my laziness took over. But when I realized that I needed to be doing this, what I was giving to my friends, what I was giving to my family, like, it needed to be on a bigger scale, because there is someone that can, like, the things that I talk about, the walk of life that I come from, it will resonate with someone. When I realized that I should be doing this on a bigger scale, I took the smallest step ever, and I created an email address, chriswpodcast@gmail.com. And I made sure I put that podcast in there because I'm like, look, this is what I'm really about to do. This is what I'm really about to go for. Because I was in radio at first. Like I said, I interned at 92.3, the local radio station out here in Chicago. And so I wanted to be on air so much, but those, like, it's a program laid out in front of them. So they have to talk about the Kardashians. Like, they have to talk about, you know, Love and Hip Hop Reunion. Did y'all catch the episode? Like, they have to talk about Empire. And then they have to play the music that, you know, might be drives us insane, or we might like the song. Who knows? But like, these are the things that they had to do. So I was already in that field. But again, there was no self-fulfillment because I had to do what I was told. It wasn't until I said, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to start giving people motivation. I'm a star, you know, getting on the microphone. No, wait, let me rewind for a second, because I just caught myself. Guys, listen to me. My podcast wasn't going to be about motivation. I just wanted to create a buzz. So I was going to talk about the Empire. I was going to talk about the Love and Hip Hop. I was going to talk about the Scandal. And I don't even watch Scandal, but I said I was going to invest in watching Scandal and pick up on all the season. Like, how was that adding any value to anyone? How? And I'm not knocking those shows. Those shows, though, you know, people like it. People sit in front of it. But everything that I currently do in my life now is by incentive. I have to earn the right to check out television. I have to earn the right to sit down and watch any type of television show. I have to earn the right to scroll on social media. And what I mean by earn is I have to be productive. I got to get my butt up. I got to get some reading in. I got to listen to some interviews. I got to listen to some podcasts. I have to create a podcast. I have to make sure I'm working out. I have to make sure I'm doing, like, getting stuff done, investing in myself. That's a reward. I have no right to be scrolling on Facebook if I have not done anything with myself. That's how I've continued to grow. That's how this thing has taken off. And it just evolved. This podcast, the more I began to walk down that lane, this podcast just turned motivational. Like, so I steered away. It was like, man, I didn't block what this was becoming. It like that type of stuff is all cool. It's fun. It's dandy. But like, yo, are you smarter because of that? You know, have you gained any financial independence because you watch Scandal? You know, are your bills still due? Are you still getting the final notices and stuff like that? Are you still doing this? Just one of those days. Hell yeah. So if you want to get out that rut of having less and less of those days, man, understand what your purpose is. Take the first step. And the first step for me was doing the bare minimum. Create an email address. That's it. That's all I did. I created an email address. I'm like, okay, let's go. And then from there, I didn't know anything about recording. I didn't know anything about the software. I didn't know anything about trying how to get your feed, what a feed was, what was Feedburner, how do I get my feed to iTunes, is iTunes going to, how do I submit my podcast? Like, I didn't know anything like about none of the above. But I simply made a decision. No television. Log out of all social media. Log out. Guys, it's something about logging all the way out. Not just closing the app out. Logging out. Because you're just like, man, I don't feel like doing all that logging. And then you just let it go. And then you just, I'm telling you, man, it's little tricks. It's the small things that we do in life that eventually turns into an avalanche. So for me, it was creating a podcast, not being on social media. I started investing my time differently. And then once I started doing that, the better, the more efficient I became. This podcast got away from all that hoopla and all that stuff that wasn't, that doesn't do anything for anyone. It got away from all of that goofy stuff, and it turned into motivation. Is because this is my purpose. This is what I was meant to do. I'm telling you, man, I will always do it with my friends. I would do it with my family. Like, I would push people. And so as this thing began to take shape, I went into it with one mindset, and it just completely turned into this motivational. And I'm going to call people out, and we need that tough love and you know, the constructive criticism. And if you can take that, man, I'm telling you, man, how I cut those days in half was by realizing my purpose. Realizing my purpose. Once I realized what my purpose was, I took a step. The smallest step there is, and it's free. How many of us got email addresses? All of us, right? Because we send our resumes out. So you definitely got to have an email address. We send our resumes out, all of the above. So, you know, everything you do, it requires an email address pretty much. And I just created one, not just so someone could send me some jobs and information and things that they were going to dangle in front of me. And if I wanted to get, you got to be quicker. Gotta be quicker than that dollar. You know what I'm talking about, man. So I created something that was going to work for my business, my company. And from there, this thing has taken off. And you know what? I don't wake up as much as I used to. It's really like, it's weird for me having bad weeks, bad months, so I might have a bad day. And you know what? Man, that is huge for me, and it's going to be huge for you, whomever you are. If you feel as though you have been stagnant and you are going nowhere fast, and you've been stuck in the mud, and you're not doing anything that brings you any type of happiness, the first thing you need to do is realize your purpose. What are you great at? What do you like to do? What is something that if you had to do it for 12, 16 hours, you wouldn't have to run to Facebook and talk about, I got to do 12 hours, I got to do 16 hours. Is the day over with? Nah, you ain't even thinking about Facebook. You're not even thinking about that type of stuff because you could do this for 24 hours. I could sit on this microphone for 24 hours and just talk about where I've been, where I've come from, and the progressions that I've made thus far. I can do this all day. What? I'm excited. When I get down, like, yeah, I got a podcast, I got a message, this is what, oh man, 20 hours, 24 hours, guys, before I got my podcast up, you talk about sleepless nights, this is after I made the email address, mind you, I didn't know anything about recording, I didn't know anything about what software was used, I didn't know anything about what microphone I should go get, I didn't know anything about anything. But guess what? It's something out there called Google. It's something out there called the internet. It's something out there called books. And there's something out there called people that came before us. There are people that podcast before I did. I start researching them. I start learning from them. I start doing my due diligence and finding the information. If you just go out there and you be proactive, man, proactive. And finding the answers. I didn't know anything about none of this. None of it. I went out there and found the answers. Why? Because the first thing I did, I took the first step. My purpose. The second thing I did, okay, let's make it real. I created an email address. What does this require? Nothing. Making a decision. Make a decision. That's it. And once I did that, it began to grow. It began to have that snowball effect. It began to turn into an avalanche. An avalanche just doesn't just start off as big. Like as it go down, like it's gaining momentum. It's more snow is packed in as it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. That's it. That's why I'm here, man. Those nights at 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm grateful for them. I am grateful for those days that I did not get any rest. I'm grateful for those days of falling asleep with my laptop on my lap. I'm grateful for those days with drinking my green tea to try to get some energy, man, to make sure I stay on top of things and learn as much as I possibly could. I'm grateful for those nights where it brought me so much frustration because you know what? I'm here. I have my clip art. I'm on iTunes, man. I'm on different platforms and I couldn't be grateful. But I think I look back and I realized that the things that I was doing, it wasn't a sacrifice. Like I wasn't missing anything. I didn't, I knew I was going to get the same statuses. I knew it was going to be the same pictures on Instagram. I knew the Snapchat stories, people shaking back and forth. Like I knew what that stuff was. I didn't have to see anything of that. I didn't have to see none of that stuff. Absolutely none of it because I knew what it was. I'm already familiar with that. This is what I wanted to do. This is what I like to do right here. I can do this all day, man. And so I didn't look at that stuff as a sacrifice. I'm missing out on fun. I'm missing out on fun. Oh, man, I haven't posted on social. Like, I didn't look at it. What I was doing was an investment. I was investing my time in myself. I was investing my energy in myself. I was investing everything, I was pouring it into something that I wanted to do. And I'm here. And I just want to tell you guys, if you want to cut those days down, if you're tired, if you are just fed up with the universal language, just one of those days. Like if you're tired of that, do something about it. Make a decision. Take the smallest step that there is. Create an email address. I'm sure you'll need an email address for whatever venture you're going to go off into. Create an email address and then let that sucker snowball. And I say sucker because I got it. I got to keep it real with you, man. I'm not going to get on here. I'm going to be me. I'm Christopher. This is who I am. Let it build. Let it be like, it's, you create this type of deal when you take steps like that. Well, not for everyone, because some people, they're okay with putting themselves out there and failing time and time. Well, not even failing, like not even trying. Like you put yourself out there, this is what I'm going to do it. Then that lasted one day and then your efforts stop. But be okay with failing. Fail forward. Fail forward. I'm going to start reading this book, man. I believe it's by John Maxwell. Failing Forward. That's going to be my next read, man. And I encourage you guys to check it out. I'm excited to crack it open. Again, I'm just excited about getting better every day. I'm excited that instead of me always saying, like I was saying this, if it's 30 days in a month, just one of those days was 29 of those days. I kid you not, man. And that was with me having a form, some type of success. Like I wasn't being a knucklehead. You know, I didn't have a criminal record or anything like that. This is with a high school diploma. This is with a college degree. This is with a nice paying job. Like this is with all of that. But yet I was still saying that stuff. Why? Because it wasn't my purpose. There was no self-fulfillment in it. You know, I wanted to do my 8 hours at the job and hurry up and take my ass home. Right? Man, I could sit here and do this for days. I kid you not. Because you know what? It's a sense of purpose. It's a sense of, I have a responsibility. I have a responsibility to not keep what's inside of me, to not keep my story to myself. I want to encourage people. I want to inspire people. And I just want to tell you, like, I'm an average dude, man. And you can stop being stuck in the mud and you can do whatever it is you want to do in life. Make a decision, invest your time wisely. And you know, the other question I always talk about, be productive for yourself and just incentivize everything in your life. You know, that stuff isn't a right. It's a privilege. Earn it. Everything that you do, if you get on social media, earn it. You have to read X amount of pages before you get on there. You have to do X amount of things before you get on that. You have to do research on whatever it is you want to start before you put your energy towards that. If you can allocate your time the correct way, you'll create so much momentum in your life and you won't be speaking that language that unfortunately there are too many of us speaking it. Just one of those days. Guess what? It's just one of those days for me, baby. I'm animated. I feel good. I hope you guys feel good. And I hope you receive what I'm saying to you. I hope you receive that message. And I hope you get started, man. One step forward. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. Feel me? You know what it is. Can You Relate Podcast.com. Thank you guys for listening to me. Be safe out there. One love.